Congressman Ryan is expected to touch on everything from his early days in Janesville to being named this month as Mitt Romney's running mate. Ahead of Ryan's remarks, Democrats held a news conference in Milwaukee to criticize the Romney-Ryan ticket. Democratic National Committee Chairwoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz says what she does not expect to hear from Representative Ryan is much about some of his votes over the last decade.
What he won't tell you is that Mr. Fiscal Responsibility himself voted in favor of the 2001 and 2003 Bush tax cuts, skewed towards the wealthy, unpaid for, voted for two wars for the first time, unpaid for, and voted for the Medicare prescription drug Part D program for seniors, unpaid for.
The Romney campaign had hoped to put former Bush Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice on a conference call with reporters to talk about tonight's convention events, but that fell through. Instead, Republican State Senator Alberta Darling of suburban Milwaukee took up the defense of Paul Ryan.
Bush tax cuts were very important to help stimulate our economy and grow jobs. Also, the Medicare prescription drugs is extremely important to keep our seniors healthy. And the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq, no one likes to go to war, but we have to protect our country.
The Romney campaign says it plans to host a series of convention watch parties in Wisconsin tonight to support Paul Ryan's remarks. Chuck Quernbach was